Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Chulin, and we are holding a parak tes, Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah, if you're taking off the skin from an animal, whether it's a behema or a chaya, whether it's a kosher animal, non-kosher animal, small animal or a big animal, so the shatiach kedei achiza, if you're taking off using to make something that's going to spread out, so you have to have enough to grab with your hand. In order to grab something with your hand, you need two tefachim. So if you peel more than that, then the peeled part is not considered a yad anymore. I mean, we're talking about what is considered a yad, a handle for the meaning there's two dinim. I should give a little bit of an introduction over here. The skin could still be considered to be part of the meat or have the tumah status of the meat if it's either a shomer or a yad. A yad means a handle of something that helps you move it. So when you start peeling off a little bit of skin, so kedei achiza of it is still considered to be like the basar for tumah status because it's like a handle of the basar. V'lachemes atchi afshetas achaza. But if you're cutting off the skin in order to use it as a jug, where you don't have to first cut the hide across the whole length of the hide, you just fold it around the neck area and you pull it down, so then it's a yad until you take it around the animal's chest, which is the roughest skin. Hamargil, if you want to use the hide for a bottle or a jug or something, but you begin from the feet, so you're going to yank it up and not yank it down from the neck. Then all of it is considered to be connected as far as tum is concerned in order to cause the tahar meat to become tame. If a tame person touches the skin, so the tahar meat is considered attached to it and becomes tame. And to make someone else tame who touches the hide, if the animal is a nevela, because that's considered part of the meat of the animal. Or shalatzavra, the skin that's around the neck, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Eino Chibur, is not considered connected to the basar. That it is considered connected until you totally skin it. Mishnah Dalet, or she ishal of kazayis basar. If you have skin that has a kazayis of meat on it, hanogeh b'tziv hayotzim, and if someone touches the little bit that sticks out of the meat, ovesara shekanegdo, or the hair that's opposite the meat, tameh, he's going to be tameh. Because it's a yad of the meat or a shomer of the meat. Hayul of kishnei chatzai zayis. If there were two chatzai zayis on the skin of the nevela that you had skinned, metami, so two chatzai zayisim of basar that are attached to that skin, metami masav l'maga divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's still metami b'masa, but it's not metami b'maga. Rabbi Kiva amar l'maga v'lo b'masa, that it's not metami maga or masa. You need a kazayis to be metami for each of these things, and it's two chatzayis, it's not one kazayis. So the Rabbi Shmuel held, but when you carry it, you're carrying both chatzayis together, and therefore it is a kazayis. Umad Rabbi Kiva b'shnei chatzayis shechatachan bekesam vehisitan. Rabbi Kiva agrees that if the two chatzayis are held together with a toothpick, and you move them together, shu tami, that you are tami, that is considered masa of both them. Neymar Rabbi Kiva mitar ba'ar, why then, if it's not attached with a toothpick, it's just attached by being stuck to the same skin, do we not consider a full kazayis? Mnei sha'or mevatlan, because the or is chashuv enough to be mevatal them, because it's the more chashuv part, it's more chashuv than the meat. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel. We had said that if someone skins a behemoth or a chaya, kosher or non-kosher, large or small, so if you're using it, you're cutting it lengthwise in order to spread it out, so a kedei achiza, which is two tefachim, is considered to be a yad of the meat, and therefore part of the tumah of the meat. But if you're using it to make a jug, then only the part that you skin until the chest of the animal, or if you're pulling upward, then it's all considered to be part of the meat as far as transmitting and receiving tumah. If the R around the neck was a machlokas, whether it's considered a chibur or not, and then in Mishnah Dalet we had said that if there's a kazayis basar attached to the hide of an animal, so if you touch the little ritzuos that come out of it, or the hair that's across from it, you're going to become tameh. If you have two chatzayis zayis that are attached to the hide of an animal, we have machlokas tanoim, whether it's metameh b'masa, definitely not metameh b'maga, because each one is less than a kazayis. And Rabbi Akiva agrees that if they're held together with a toothpick, then for sure it's metameh b'masa, because then it's considered one big kazayis. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Hey.